Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Shakespeare had already explored tragedy in his history plays, including Richard III and in Titus Andronicus. The great series of tragedies, beginning with Hamlet, dates from 4 or 5 years later, and in many ways Romeo and Juliet does not belong with them. For a start, it is not a tragedy in the conventional sense, because the fate of its protagonists is not a direct consequence of inherent characteristics or failings, whereas, for instance, Lear himself, through his own folly, initiates a chain reaction which leads to his downfall and death. Romeo and Juliet, by contrast, are much more the victims of ill fortune than their own vice or weakness, even if moralists may seek to suggest that the young lovers are punished for their intemperate lust or failure to obtain parental consent. This moralistic view is, in any case, certainly not Shakespeare's. In fact, he lavishes upon his subjects extraordinary tenderness of language and feeling. They are star-crossed lovers who ultimately bring good to Verona because their deaths shock their feuding families into reconciliation. Sources. Shakespeare derived his play almost entirely from the tragical history of Romeus and Juliet, a poem by Arthur Brooke published in 1562. Brooke, in turn, found the story in a French version of an Italian tale whose origins go back at least to the mid-15th century.